Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of Isaiah the prophet. Lesson 6, Playing God. Friday, summary. I remember a day at university. I had already finished my studies in history. I'm a history teacher. And then I studied to be a pastor. So I had already two professions, being a teacher and a pastor. And then it happened in Innsbruck, in this city in the Alps of Austria, in Europe. And I heard that there is an interesting lesson at the university during the semester about Babylon and the kingdoms of this area in Mesopotamia. So I went there. I was interested as a Bible student. I was the oldest among the students. I could see it from the very beginning. They were about 18, 19, 20, and I was about 35. And when I was there, the professor, teacher at the university, he said, well, if we want to look at the Babylonian history, we have several writers of old, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the sixth source is the Bible. Oh, I became very interested, because in the Bible a lot is written about Babylon and these aspects. And then he said, well, these five, we will have a careful look at them, and the Bible is wrong. I raised my hand and asked, why so? Oh, that's because these five, they differ in their view of that time in history. They are not in harmony with the Bible. Description of history of this time. And then I asked, well, couldn't it be that the Bible is the right one and that these five writers are on the wrong side? I remember his face. This professor, he became so angry about this question. I didn't even say, this is the truth, the Bible. I just asked, couldn't it be that it could be the truth and the others are on the wrong side? He became furious, wild. He shouted, and if we go on like this, we can forget everything, and so on and so on. And I wondered why he became so angry. And the students, they liked it. And they said, well, what's the problem? Couldn't there be a possibility just the other way around, as you have said it? Because and either this side or that, how do we know which is the truth? He was so furious because then, if we go on like this, we have to write everything anew. Yeah, it is like this. When we think about the historic writers of old, they normally got the task from a king to write about the history, what this king did in his life. And he's paid by the king. So how would he write this history of the king? He's the greatest and the best. And he was such a merciful, fine king, always for his people. And he himself, he was the last one, everything for them. In this way he will write. Failures, mistakes, can't be. But when you look at the Bible, even the greatest personalities, when you look at Abraham, Moses, wow, we cannot compare ourselves with them. They are taller than we are in the sight of God. But when they made a mistake, it is described. It is written there. It is there. It is written. Even David, when he made a mistake, it's there. So this is the difference. Therefore, the Bible is the truth. It shows both sides of a person. The sinful one and the good one, as it is normally. These historians of old, they write about their kings, oh, they're the greatest and the best. And they never made any mistake. They made everything only in the best way you can imagine. And this is not the truth. And this professor became so furious. Although this is the truth, that these historians did not write the truth. And therefore, many, many aspects of history have to be compared, if something is written in the Bible about this time span. What does the Bible tell us? And here's the truth. The truth. The other side, something may be the truth, but not everything. We have to write history anew.